And now, Ed the Sox War on Stupid on the Toddcast Podcast.
Many of you may remember my late night show, Ed and Red's Night Party, which, in addition to being the longest running late night show in Canadian TV history and beating U.S. late night competition in the ratings, also boasted TV's first on-set hot tub and retinue of go-go dancers. Based on the latter two elements, people have asked me in this age of enlightenment about objectification and women's rights if I'm still proud of the hot tub and go-go girls. Here's my answer. You're damn right I am. And any real feminist should be too. But Ed, there were girls in bikinis and scantily clad dancers. Yeah? So what? They were paid performers. Since when is offering women legitimate job opportunities anti-woman? And that's what we did. Offer women opportunities. We didn't go scouring crack houses or methadone clinics. We put out ads for dancers. Not the kind that swing around a pole, though we didn't exclude them either. Our female performers, and that's what they were, performers, all of their names were used, and they were spoken to on camera, which means they were treated as people, not objects. And none of them were given scripts or told what to say or not to say. They expressed themselves and their personalities, made up their own shtick, and sometimes made me blush with how edgy and uninhibited their humor was. The go-go dancers wore the same kind of skimpy outfits they wore every weekend when they went dancing at clubs. But instead of paying to get into a club, we paid them. And yeah, some of the hot tub ladies chose to bare their breasts. But they were never asked to. That was them having fun with their female power. Because that's what it was about. Female power. Big strutting guys would get into the hot tub with their alpha male posturing and slide right down to Omega as the women's confidence turned them into stammering idiots. That messaging was intentional. The dancers, the hot tubs, our co-star Leanna Kay, all women celebrating their youth and female sexual power. Because they could. Because in this country, it's legal. It isn't everywhere. And yet who were the people calling them names? Slut, tramp, whore, etc.? Not men, other women. Women who called themselves feminists. See, this is where some feminists have lost the plot. Feminism isn't about restricting women's choices, it's about expanding them. These same feminists who rage against women being forced to cover up with a burqa are quick to shame other women who choose not to hide their physical gifts. And these same feminists who demand women be free to make choices about their bodies then go and stigmatize some of the choices women make. And then they claim that women who do things like go-go dance or frolic in my old hot tub aren't really making these choices on their own. They have something called internalized misogyny, which means basically they've been brainwashed into thinking that they are making those choices by a male culture. In other words, any women who make choices these feminists don't like are feeble-minded idiots. Yeah, that's girl power. And these are the feminists who've pushed YouTube into demonetizing any video by a woman who has any cleavage, even if the video has nothing to do with sex or cleavage. Sorry, these women aren't feminists. They're control freaks, femifascists, patriarchy with vajayjays. They're not the heroes, they're the bad guys from The Handmaid's Tale. You know who's a more real feminist than they are? Me! I don't judge women based on their choice of job or dress or fun. I don't tell them they're too stupid to think. I gave women opportunities to exercise their choices, make money, and have good, clean fun. Okay, wasn't always so clean. The tub got a bit gross with body glitter and bronzer. But the point still stands. And here's another point. Our show's producer, senior producer, co-head writer, and eventual co-host were all women who strongly identified as feminists. If you don't think Leanna Kay is a feminist, you better check out her video series and YouTube channel. Yes, there were plenty of men who used the show as spank material. That's why our hot tub was nicknamed the Wank Tank. But so what? Men aroused by women isn't misogynistic. It's how the species perpetuates itself. So again, am I still proud of having go-go dancers and female cast members in a hot tub? You're damn right I am. Because giving women choices, paying them fairly for their work, treating them with respect and respecting their decisions is the essence of feminism. Someone just needs to remind this to those radical feminists who seem to have lost the essence of feminism. I support women and I support feminism. And this is coming from someone who's a distant relative to the bras they burned. I'm Ed the Sock. I'm nobody's puppet. Don't you be either. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter at Ed the Sock.
Ed the Sox, War on Stupid.
The Toddcast Podcast.